T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So no first round pick last night.
No, it didn't happen.
Did you watch the whole first round?
You better believe it. I watched the whole draft.
I tapped out by 21. I was like, the Celtics, that doesn't look like they're making a move. And then it was just
kind of
to the background at that point.
Because of the rumors, I was thinking maybe at 28 with Golden State, right? There was talks that they might move on from the pick or whatever. So and my guy Ty Washington was still available. So I'm like, maybe the Celtics will get Ty.
How many times did Jay Billis in that first round, they'd be like, best available? Starting at 11, he was like, well, Ty Washington. Ty. And then it's like towards the end of the first round, he's like, well, Ty Washington.
That happens every year with the NBA and the NFL, because what they do, it's a formula when you watch these shows of how they kind of go about it. And when they're killing time in between picks, if there's an extended little time, it's always, all right, let's reset the best available. They do it with Mel Kiper. They do it with Todd McShay. They do it with Jay Billis. And once a guy's been passed over, he's always still the best available. So you just constantly keep going back to like, well, like I said, so-and-so's still available.
It's like Kiper with the best available on the board. At least they do it by position for Kiper.
Yeah, they can
break
it up
a little bit.
But yeah.
With this, it's just like best player available. Mm-hmm. There you go. Pretty uneventful draft overall. The broadcast at times drove me nuts.
So it was on both channels, right? It was on ABC and ESPN. I kept it on ESPN all night because I do like Billis. I think... So Malika Andrews is a good host. She was a little like, she was driving me nuts with the
over the top.
They kept showing,
this is
like,
the greatest moment in their life.
100%.
I figured that out after the first 8 picks, for Christ's sake.
They showed a replay of one of the players hugging his mom, and she's like, this is what it's all about.
This is what it's like, all about.
I'm just trying to see if my team got better.
Yeah, right.
Rat's
exactly.
Ass, really. So yeah, she was too much on that.
I love
Perk. But have you ever heard Perk talk about college basketball before?
Never.
He's only on there to talk NBA, right?
Yeah.
And they're not even using him as, hey, what's the fit in the NBA? And they would ask me that every once in a while. But they fed him all these player comps.
I'm like,
there's no way Kendrick Perkins sat there and was like, you know who, he reminds me of Emmanuel Quickly. Like, there's no way he had all
Morant.
These.
This guy's Ja Morant.
This guy's Ja Morant.
Like, what?
So yeah, he's Ja Morant because they know each other or whatever, or his mom coached him. That's what they're saying about Jay Nivey.
Jay Nivey, that whole thing. No, I did.
So some of the
that
comps
was a good
were,
nugget. They did a good job on some of the background stuff, but, you know,
but Jay
again,
Billis must have been like, what am I doing up here?
There was one time where Perk made what I thought was a funny joke, and I'm literally into the camera. It was an SNL no sell.
There was also a time where Perk literally said the pick that was coming up.
Oh.
And like, because we all know that if you follow Woj, you had the picks ahead of time. And
well,
he's like, great pick.
Depending on when you followed Woj, at 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock yesterday morning, he was wrong.
He was wrong. No, but when they were saying, I think it was the Jabari Smith pick. And he's like, I love this pick by the Rockets getting Jabari Smith. And then there's like a pause. Then like Andrew goes, well, let's see if they get him, Perk. Like, let's see if they draft him.
Right.
And then they did. And then she made a joke about like, oh, you were right. And then they're probably in his ear being like, stop tipping the picks. This is a live broadcast. People are watching this like a television
show.
Well,
and they also had the when the Knicks ended up making their trades around 12 and 13.
Yeah.
Perk did the whole, oh, this guy's going to be great for the Knicks. And you hear the pause of Malika Andrews is like,
he's not on the Knicks.
Well, Perk, we just mentioned that he's about to get traded. And you heard like,
yeah, it wasn't great because I like all three of them individually, but it wasn't very good.
The mix was really bad.
They needed to maybe have another person on there, believe it or not, maybe like a coach type. And then you could ask Perk more just about NBA stuff and less about, like, his every time it was a player comp for poor Perk. That's not what he's there.
I know that we're going to get into this, what Keith didn't like about the NBA draft. Yes. However, your tweet was great, and I think it I didn't do verbatim, but I do believe it was every time they go to Woj, just like the first time he's on TV.
So that's the other part of this broadcast is they throw it over to their info guy. And by the way, they have Bobby Marks and Adrian Wojnarowski sitting at the kids' table. Do you see they're like tucked over there by like shoulder to shoulder?
Oh, yeah.
And they throw to him like it's a hostage video. Both guys have their eyes huge and they're like, yeah, right now we have a trade and the 12th pick is going to go to the Rockets. And no, Houston is sending the 13th pick. And you're like, what is this?
It was like Chappelle's show with the race draft, right? And they jam Bill Burr in there, and like that tiny little set where they like go to them and doing their thing.
Well, it's like it's happened before where you have somebody who's really good on Twitter, and then you put them on the air, and you're like, oh, you're kind of funnier on Twitter when you have a chance to sit there and like rewrite it and write it again. Like it was, I don't know if there was a million people in his ear or if there's like the lights were so bright. But it seemed like Bobby Marks and Woj every time were like caught off guard and would just stumble through stuff that was then presented in a graphic. Like, just wait for your graphic department to tell us who's getting what pick and what players go and wherever. So, yeah, that part was also jarring. And I missed, unless he was on ABC, was Fran Fraschilla there? I like him because he would always, every year, he's the guy, former coach.
He knew the Euro players.
He would cover the Euro guys.
He was the expert on that.
And he was hilarious because every time they would go to Fran Fraschilla, he'd be like, this kid I've been following for 8 years. He's only 18 right now. Nowhere near NBA ready, but it's a good pick. He averaged 4.4 points per game in the Spanish B League. Look for him to contribute in 3 years. Like, he's a classic stash player. Like, it would always be the same stuff. And then they'd go back to Billis, and Jay Billis would talk about wingspan. And you could set your watch to it. But last night definitely left a little something to be desired.
Well, the Celtics in the second round draft J.D. Davison out of Alabama. And it's funny that you say that he averaged 4 points in the Spanish B League because you have J.D. Davison, who is true freshman, 19 years old, came in, averaged just under 9 points a game in the SEC. And this is one of those like
off the bench, too.
Well, like, it's a ceiling guy. It really is. This is you really, truly took a project here in the second round. And the draft analysis, I thought, was interesting. And it kind of ties into the whole Perk stuff, right?
Yeah,
tell us about this
comp.
Player.
Need a comp.
Well, here we go. This is what it sounded like if you were not watching last night's NBA draft when the Celtics selected Davison.
150 points, 125 rebounds, and 125 assists, Jay.
Well, J.D. Davison is a small guard, but he's really explosive.
With big hair.
Yeah, he does have big hair, doesn't he? But can really get off the floor. Very good in transition. Had some turnover issues. Is not a shooter. You wonder exactly what his game is, but you know, he is spectacularly athletic, and he had some big-time finishes, including a huge tip dunk. I think it was against Houston.
Yeah, he'd be great in a decathlon. He's not necessarily a basketball player. Yeah, I don't really know what he does. Now, again, it's second round, right? It's the ultimate crapshoot.
Pure projects.
Like players of certainty fall off a cliff in the NBA draft. It's like the top five is one thing. The lottery is another thing. The first round's another whole thing. And then it's like second round. So some of these guys will literally never play in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's crazy. It's not like the NFL by any stretch. But J.D. Davison's one of those guys. It seems like the Celtics often, even when Ainge was here and now apparently with Stevens, they love the McDonald's All-American stud high school player who goes 1 or 2 years in college and maybe you didn't see it all, right? Like, maybe you didn't see the very best. Like Romeo Langford was this high school legend and then got to college and he was okay. He was better than Davison.
Right.
But he was more potential. It was like, more what could this guy be? And that's what Davison was. He was a top 15 recruit coming out of high school 2 years ago, one and done player. Again, if you're getting drafted 53rd, I don't know.
Maybe you probably should have stayed in school.
Probably should have stayed in school. And well, maybe started a few games. I don't know. But.
Well, I got a little intel from my oldest who was at Alabama last year.
Very good.
And J.D. Davison is a kid.
Got
Without
it.
Going too deep into some of what, you know.
Some immaturities.
Yeah.
Any of us would freshman year.
Roll damn tide.
There you go. Right. He was a freshman, and you could tell he was a freshman in college, and, you know, they just did dumb stuff. But that, you know, I asked my oldest, I was like, hey, you know, what's he like? And he was like, eh. Nice. He's not like the smartest guy on the planet. However, he is ridiculously athletic.
Is he going to get in trouble in Maine?
I don't think
so. Because that's where he's going to be.
Well, you're probably right. And
that's
no,
where he's going to be.
I wouldn't think so. It's one of those, you know, how does any 19-year-old handle money? Probably not well.
Not well. And so this will be a little bit of a competition for Peyton Pritchard. I would still say Pritchard's not all that concerned about it, but it is a guy that they drafted, and he has a lot of potential. He's super athletic, like Billis was saying.
He looks like a 19-year-old. That's the thing. Is that
he does?
When
he
you
doesn't
look
shoot
him,
well. And yeah, so it's another one of those guys.
A lot
it's funny,
of growing.
This would have been a Danny Ainge pick. This 100% would have been a guy.
Except
who can't
it would
shoot.
Have been at 28 versus 58 or whatever.
True.
It turned out to be.
Yeah, a one and done guy who can't shoot, and it's all based on potential. So I was reading from Kevin O'Connor does an awesome job with his whole big board and draft guide over at The Ringer. And he said he made only 32.7% of his catch and shoot threes. His numbers are lower shooting off the dribble at 26.5 from three.
Oof.
And so, yeah, he was just barely over 30% from the college three. Now, again, he's little. He's like just over 6 feet. He looks a little taller on the court because he does have really big hair.
Yeah, I'm listed at 6'3", so
I
whatever
think
that means.
He's under that.
But
I think
he can leap.
He can throw
apparently.
It down. He can dunk.
Yep.
It says, exciting, again, from O'Connor, exciting shot maker who needs to improve his decision-making to thrive as a playmaker at the next level. And the player comp he gives is Dennis Smith, which you can look at one of two ways.
I was just going to say.
Dennis Smith was a top 10 pick.
Right.
He's also gotten worse every year he's in the league.
I was just going to say, what version of Dennis
yeah,
Smith?
No,
because maybe coming out of college was the best one.
Correct.
In terms of Dennis Smith. So J.D. Davison is on his way to Boston or Maine. Probably Portland.
Maine.
You would think.
I would go with Maine.
Although, we'll get some Summer League highlights. It's at least a reason to watch Summer League other than
sure.
to
He'll be
see
out there.
If he's playing with a murder cornet or something like that.
You'll be able to recognize him pretty easily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.